This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Microsoft. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show in the country that translates geek speak into street speak. I try to take all that technical jargon that's enough to make your head spin, like LCD, MP3, DVD, and HDTV, and break it all down into plain English. Because, you know, technology is awesome, be it the internet, computers, digital cameras, MP3 players, and smartphones and GPSs, but who can understand it all? So this is what we help to achieve here on the show. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft LifeCam Cinema, the top-of-the-line video web camera for you to chat with friends and family around the world for free, especially over the holidays. Experience high-definition video, crystal-clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's the Microsoft LifeCam Cinema. More info is at microsoft.ca/hardware. Well, there are just 25 more shopping days till Christmas Eve. And so I thought today on Tech Talk, we should chat about online shopping, as it's something you don't want to wait too late to do. And so on the show today, we'll be chatting with eBay, the world's leading online marketplace, about shopping on eBay for the holidays and why, the advantages to shopping online compared to, say, going to the mall, tips on how to get great deals, how to sell something if you're looking to do a little pre-spring cleaning this year, and what are some of the deals that you can find online for everyone on your gift list. We've got Andrea Stairs from eBay in the studio with us to answer your questions from now till 1 p.m. Welcome to the show, Andrea.
Thanks very much.
So we are going to, again, we want to open the lines, and we want to ask our listeners, Andrea, to have questions or even give comments if they like on online shopping. That's our sort of umbrella term. We will focus a lot on eBay, leveraging your expertise and your time here with us this hour. But we can also answer other questions about shopping online. But we will get into and we will dive into why eBay. And again, we want to ensure our listeners who are shopping online this year, perhaps for the first time, that they're comfortable with the experience and that they have a safe experience and a really gratifying one. My wife and I love shopping on eBay, and a lot of our friends do as well. But we recognize that not everybody has jumped on board the online shopping bandwagon yet.
Right. Yeah.
So we want to open the lines, and you know the drill on this show. There are no dumb questions. So please call us up if you've got any questions, concerns, or even comments. If you are an eBay shopper, we would love to hear from you about shopping online. And hey, it's November, what is it, 29th today? So it is time to chat about online shopping before it's too late. So we want to hear from you. The numbers to call in are, and yes, there is a grand prize today. I'll tell you about that in a moment. The numbers to call in today are 416-872-1010, if you're in the Toronto area. That's 416-872-1010. Outside of the GTA, it's toll-free, 1-877-518-5151. That's 1-877-518-5151. Or on your cell phone, a free call, *8255. That's *TALK on your cell phone. Just punch in *8255. You'll speak to Scott Gill and tell him what you want to chat with us about, and he will put you in the queue so we can put you on the air, and you will be eligible to win our grand prize. What is it, you ask? Well, courtesy of our friends at eBay Canada or eBay.ca, we've got the car, what we're calling the eBay Car Lovers Basket. This is a basket valued at about $125. And let's move this over here, Andrea, so we can tell.
Hear, you can see it on radio.
You can see it by hearing the crinkling of the paper. This is an enormous basket. I can't even see Andrea when I put it on the table between us. And it is called the Car Lovers Basket or kit because it has a few things. It's got a Kensington Liquid Aux Bluetooth car kit. So that is for hands-free chatting on your cell phone, as well as the ability to charge it up while it's in your car. It's got that little, I don't know what you call it now, cigarette lighter adapter.
Exactly.
And it's got controls for music as well on a little module. So if you listen to music through your car, and it's got an auxiliary input if your car stereo supports it, you can now listen to music that's on, say, your iPod through your car stereo.
Which is great, now that we're trying to be safer about how we're using these
exactly.
machines in the car.
The timing couldn't be better for hands-free. As well as, there's a car detailing kit inside. There's all kinds of brushes and cleaning equipment and stuff for your car. And there's a cute eBay moose. This is your mascot, right?
Yep.
It's the eBay Canada mascot. It's a little moose, a little plush toy. An eBay notebook. So you can jot down what all of your loved ones want this holiday season. And it's all in a big blue car. I guess it's like a bucket. You know, because you're going to be detailing your car. So it's in a blue eBay bucket. And again, the value is about $125, but it's going to be yours for free for being the person we call back just before 1 p.m. So this is what we're going to do. You get your question or comment on the air about online shopping or about eBay, buying or selling. And you'll be eligible to have a random callback at the end of the show. If you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, you've won this grand prize. Our secret phrase for Tech Talk today is simply, eBay my way, ready for the holiday.
Very cute.
We were proud of that, coming up with that, Andrea and I, moments before the show started. eBay my way, ready for the holiday. And Andrea will explain the my way part. But eBay my way, ready for the holiday, and this grand prize is yours. But we want to hear from you. Your questions about online shopping, 416-872-1010, 1-877-518-5151, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. So to kickstart the conversation, Andrea, our guest again is Andrea Stairs from eBay Canada. She's what they call the country manager, the Le Grand Fromage. She is joining us for the hour. So first, let's kick it off with, what is eBay exactly? A lot of people have heard the term, but they don't know exactly what it is.
Right. So eBay is the world's largest online marketplace. It brings together over 90 million active users, and it allows you to buy close to home or around the world. You can buy auction format, which is where we sort of started off. You can also buy it now, which means basically a seller has set a price and you're just going to buy it, pay that price. It's a great place to find deals. It's a great place to find hard to get out of stock or discontinued items or those really hard to get Christmas toys that everyone's looking for. It's also a great place to buy vintage used items. So we've got a great mix of new and used. I love getting vintage scarves and handbags, and that's a great place to find it as well.
Like the one you're wearing?
Yeah, exactly.
Lovely scarf.
You know?
Not that that's vintage, but it's a lovely scarf.
Thank you.
I'm glad you brought this up, Andrea, right off the bat, because a lot of people still think eBay is only for bidding on used products.
Right.
Like that it's like people are clearing out their closets or their basement, and you can still do that. And there are some great deals to be found because people want to get rid of their, you know, clutter. But there is a huge number of brand new products and small stores that are on eBay.
And even large stores that are on eBay. Exactly. And you're getting brand new, you know, in the box sealed factory product. You're getting some refurb product, so you can get a great deal on a like new, you know, in technology, that's a great way of saving some money.
Mm-hmm.
You can get used. And then again, as you say, there's a couple ways to buy. You can buy at an auction, which is the classic. You bid and then you'll see whether you win in a couple days.
Right. So you say, I'm going to bid $10 for that. If somebody goes to 12, then you might want to go higher. Otherwise, you can buy it outright.
You can buy it outright, or you can also do a best offer where someone said, hey, I want $10, and then you can email back and say, I'm only going to give you $8, and then you can have a kind of a classic bartering negotiation kind of scenario.
Okay, great. And that, hence the eBay my way, because you can buy it the way you like, whether it's new or used, or whether you're bidding or you're buying.
Exactly.
Awesome. All right, we're going to take a short break for traffic. It's 12:15.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah are just a few short weeks away, so what better time to start shopping online than now? Because you do want to factor in a little bit of a little window for shipping, because
right,
that takes a bit of time, right, Andrea? So we have Andrea Stairs from eBay Canada in the studio with us to answer your questions about online shopping. So let's start with Asha in Mississauga. Hi, Asha. Thanks for calling.
Hi, my question is, I'm one of those people who haven't gotten on the bandwagon.
No, you're not alone. That's great. I'm glad you called in then.
Online shopping. So I wanted to know, how do I make sure that, you know, everything is secure and fine when you're doing online shopping?
Okay, Andrea?
What to look for?
Yeah, great.
So I think you want to start with sites that are, you know, large, reputable sites. So if you take eBay, for example, and then on eBay, we have a online reputation system. It's called feedback. So every time a seller sells, they get buyers leave them feedback, both a positive or negative score, and then also comments. So one way to see whether a seller is a good seller is to look at their feedback score and then to actually read the comments that other buyers have left for them. And that's a way to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking for a seller who sold thousands of items, who's got a feedback rating of 100% or 99.9%, and then who's got a bunch of really satisfied buyers, and then you start to feel really comfortable about buying from that seller.
And the only thing I would add, Asha, is that you then finally, when you're ready to buy the product, you want to ensure you use a payment system that's an electronic payment system. So that way you're protected in case there is ever any dispute. So that would basically be PayPal, which is an online payment method, or a credit card. You know, and you know, anybody that sells on eBay will accept one or both of those.
Right. And so PayPal is a way that you'll get coverage up to the total purchase price plus your shipping. So you're insured if something does go wrong, but the vast majority of transactions are absolutely fine.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Asha. And I believe we got her phone number as well as everybody else's phone number who gets on the air, because we're going to call somebody back randomly just before 1 p.m., see if they remember that secret phrase to win our grand prize, the eBay Car Lovers Basket. And if you weren't sure if it was a basket, here we go again. There's the noise. All right. Let's also keep in Mississauga here, and we'll talk to Jenna. Hi, Jenna. Thanks for calling.
Hi, great show.
Thank you.
You know what? I usually do online shopping, but I've never used eBay. But recently what happened, my credit card was,
compromised,
purged, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm skeptical now about using credit card online. So what assurance would I have if I go on eBay that my credit card will be secure?
Yeah, I'm sorry you had a bad experience. You know, that can also happen at retail in a mall where, somebody takes your card there. But I can understand being online, you can't see the person you're buying from. So there is that extra concern there. But again, if you shop with a credit card or with eBay, if there's ever any dispute, there is, there is some recourse there, but it doesn't happen that often. You might hear about it, but think about all the millions of transactions that happen on a weekly basis on eBay.
I think the other thing to think about is if you use PayPal or a system similar to PayPal, you actually put your credit card information once and it's in the PayPal system, and then PayPal never shares that with the seller. So your information's never getting given to the seller, so you have that extra layer of confidence.
Yeah, that's a good point. PayPal is at paypal.com, and you just simply connect it to either your bank account or your credit card. You put in some funds, like you transfer over, say, for example, a couple hundred dollars in funds, and then you can shop with that.
Or it can draw automatically from your bank account, which is the way I have mine set up.
Okay, yeah, I have mine through my bank account where I have to put in some, through my credit card where I put in some money into my fund, if you will, my PayPal fund.
Either way, though, the sellers are not seeing your personal information.
Right. Good point. Great. When we return, we're going to jump back to the lines to answer your questions or comments about online shopping. And we're, of course, going to start getting ready to give away our gift basket in a few minutes. But stick with us. There's a lot more Tech Talk coming up.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Hey, despite this show's name, Tech Talk, it's really not a technical discussion at all. We just try to help make some sense of technology and discuss it all in plain English. Let us know what you think of the show by calling us up. And if you have any questions about online shopping, that's our topic for today. We've got Andrea Stairs in the studio. She is eBay Canada's country manager. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much.
She's live with us at News Talk 1010 HQ at Yonge and St. Clair. And with us till 1 p.m. to answer your questions about online shopping, some tips to ensure you're having a safe online shopping experience at eBay. And, as the holidays are around the corner, now is a great time. Because not only can you shop 24/7 and in the comfort of your house coat, as I like to say, but you still have lots of time to leave some room for shipping. If you're buying products from around the world, for example.
Yeah, I think you've got a couple of weeks left for around the world, and then in Canada, you can probably push it till mid to late December.
Yep.
Mid-December, probably.
Great. eBay.ca is the website, eBay, EBAY.ca. And one lucky listener today is going to win a $125 Car Lovers Basket from eBay. Basically, this is a basket that consists of a Kensington car kit, so for hands-free Bluetooth chatting through your cell phone, as well as a recharger and a music console as well. There's also a car cleaning kit with a number of brushes and a bucket and some eBay swag. There is a cute little moose, which is the eBay mascot, a little plush doll, as well as an eBay notebook. So thank you to our friends at eBay. So what we're going to do is anybody who gets on the air with a question or comment is eligible for a callback just before 1 p.m. Say today's secret phrase, and this product is yours. This prize is yours. And the secret phrase today is eBay My Way Ready for the Holiday. That's eBay My Way ready for the holiday. Don't say hello. We're cold here. We're going to go to the next caller and see if they remember the phrase so they can win the grand prize. All right, let's go back to the lines. 416-872-1010 if you haven't called in yet. 1-877-518-5151 outside of the Toronto area, or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's go to Al in Brantford.
Hello.
Hi, Al. Thanks for calling today.
Okay, my question is regarding shipping. I've been buying off eBay for about 7 or 8 years, right?
Great.
I restore cars, so I do a lot of buying. Now, the variation in the shipping charges is just from, in one instance this fall, was $11 and as high as $75 from the same shipper.
Wow.
Now, what's the answer with that? I know what it is. It's UPS. Handling and shipping was $75, and straight Canada, or pardon me, post office first class was $11.
Mm. Yeah, I think when you're buying from outside of Canada, you need to make sure that you're completely aware of all the charges that can accrue to your shipping. And, you know, the couriers do charge a lot of fees associated with processing duty and taking things across the border.
No, so, that would be on top of that. That was a $75 to get it to here. Then there's a $50 handling fee when it crosses the border. And then on top of that, there's GST and PST when and if only a few times I had to deal with UPS.
Well, and that's why personally when I'm buying on eBay, I like to make sure that I'm getting my stuff through the Postal Service, through the United States Postal Service or through Canada Post. I find that that's personally the best way to go.
That's right.
And the fewest surprises. It seems like you find the same thing.
Yeah, and the good thing about eBay.ca, Andrea, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that right away you can select that you only want products. So when you go to eBay.ca, you do have the world at your fingertips, but only through those sellers who are willing to send it to Canada. But with a click of a mouse, you can say you only want to buy within Canada as well.
Correct.
Thus reducing any duties, shipping and handling and any sort of taxes that could accrue at the border.
Yeah, and to Al's point, you can also, on every single listing, see what kinds of fees the seller is going to charge. Mm-hmm. And if they're not clear, by all means, reach out before you buy, because you want to make sure that you know exactly what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's definitely a best practice when you're buying online with any retailer.
Great. Let's go to Jessica in Oshawa. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for calling.
I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, I have a cell phone that I want to put on the internet to sell, and I just want to know what's a good website to put it on.
Okay, so Andrea, on eBay, if you want to sell something, we've been concentrating a lot on buying, but if you want to sell something, what's the process like?
So for Jessica, she has 5 free listings on eBay if she's going to sell it by auction. So she just goes to eBay.ca, and in the top right-hand corner, she clicks sell, and she starts to describe the cell phone, and it will automatically lead her through the process very simply.
Take a picture of it as well.
You need a picture. You need to be very specific about the description. If it's got scratches, whatever, it'll still sell, but just be very forthcoming about those, because it's all about trust on the marketplace. And then specify your shipping or let eBay calculate it. You just click let eBay calculate the shipping and we'll do that for you.
Oh, yeah.
So it's easy for a first-time seller to go through the whole process.
I've never sold anything on eBay, but I was thinking you would probably want to go to your local post office and say, okay, this is what I want to sell. In Jessica's case, a cell phone. How much would it cost within Canada? How much would this cost to the U.S.? And then she can factor that in when she sells it as well.
She can do that, and she can actually, without going to the postal office, she can go to the Canada Post website and get sort of the same information. Or you just figure out ballpark what the weight is and stick it in and eBay will calculate it for you.
Great. Thank you. All right. So we are chatting with Andrea Stairs from eBay Canada. When we return after this short break, we're going to jump back to the lines. We have a lot of people in the queue ready to ask their questions about online shopping. It's that time of year. So we'd love to hear from you. And of course, collect more names to pull out of the hat to call someone back to win the grand prize. But right now, the time is 12:30.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft LifeCam Cinema, the top-of-the-line video web camera for you to chat with friends and family around the world for free, especially over the holidays. Experience high-definition video, crystal-clear audio, and one-touch access to your buddy list. That's Microsoft LifeCam Cinema. More info is at microsoft.ca/hardware. Well, today on the show, we are joined by Andrea Stairs from eBay Canada. She's the country manager, and she's joining us from now till 1 p.m. to talk about online shopping and to ensure you're having a safe online holiday shopping experience at ebay.ca. Welcome back to the show, Andrea.
Thanks, Mark.
We are also, courtesy of eBay, giving away our grand prize. It's the Car Lovers Basket, and this consists of a Kensington Bluetooth car kit for music and chat. It's got cleaning stuff for your car, brushes and a bucket and stuff, as well as an eBay mascot, a little moose doll, a plush stuffed toy animal, if you will, and an eBay book, notebook. So great stuff, valued at about $125, and it's just going to go to someone who answers the phone with our secret phrase in about 20 minutes. The phrase, again, is eBay my way, ready for the holiday. Don't say hello when we call you back. We want you to say the phrase to win the grand prize. 416-872-1010 if you have any questions about online shopping. 1-877-518-5151 or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Before we go back to the lines, Andrea, do you want to tell our listeners about The Big Deal?
Yeah, The Big Deal is a new program we launched a little bit earlier this year. And so every Wednesday we have a great deal, usually more than 50% off. It's on the homepage. So you just go to ebay.ca and you'll see it on the right-hand side. Always free shipping within Canada. And there's some great deals. Right now I think we've got a hockey sweater in time for a Team Canada hockey sweater in time for the Olympics and, you know, cheering on Team Canada. Last week we had a netbook that sold really well. So every Wednesday around 1 p.m., new deal goes up, and everyone should check it out.
Right, and it's 30 to 80% off the regular price, and plus free shipping within Canada.
Plus free shipping.
Awesome. So ebay.ca is the website, and we're going to now go back to the lines for some questions. Let's start with Patricia in Toronto. Hey, Patricia, you're on News Talk 1010.
Thank you. First of all, I love your show, and I would like to sell on eBay, and I'm not sure how you go about it. Do you take items to a certain place, or do you list it on the internet?
So, Patricia, I would say that you should just list it on the internet, and you can. There certainly are stores that you can bring them to, but it really isn't that hard. You've got 5 free listings every 30 days to try it out. So, you take a picture of your item, a couple good pictures. Generally, don't use the flash because you'll get better quality pictures if you take the shot in a well-lit area without the flash on your camera. Upload the picture, write a description, tell people where it came from, how old it is, what the condition is, and then pop it online and see the bids come in.
Yeah, that...
I'm not very good at taking pictures, but
or do you have anybody in your family that can do that?
Yeah, probably.
It doesn't have to be great, but you want to make sure that a potential buyer.
And the description.
Right, that's it.
Right.
And if you want, Patricia, there are places like you asked about. There are places in Toronto that you can bring your stuff to, and they'll put it on eBay for you. Of course, they take a cut.
Oh, well, that would be okay.
Yeah, so there's a couple that we looked at here. One is called backroomstuffs.com. I don't know exactly where they are in Toronto, but that's their website.
Yeah.
And another one is called auctionbuddies.ca. They both have consignment stores in the Toronto area. We're not endorsing them because we don't know
how they
work or anything, but that's we did a little search for you while you called. And
I appreciate that.
So those are places that you want to go, and you take your itemized list of things, and they'll explain to you how it works. But generally speaking, they take a cut in order to ship it for you and
yes,
advertise
exactly.
it for you. But it might be, if that's more in your comfort level than trying to sell it on your own and having to mail out the products, then... That's an option
as
well.
It's a different option, yep.
Yep. Great. Let's go to Tony in Toronto. Hi, Tony. Thanks for calling today.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good, thanks. I was going to ask a question about the disparity in the shipping cost, but I got that answer. But I have another question. I do use eBay often in terms of, like, I'm a purchaser.
Right.
And I just wanted to, earlier, I think it's Anita?
Andrea. Andrea's here.
Sorry. Andrea said the importance of looking at the person's history. And I didn't. So I did make a purchase, and it wasn't authentic. And then he refused to return it from me. And after I read the history, like the comments that people make, the feedback, they did say that he'd never had authentic items. But he wouldn't return it. Did I have a recourse with that?
I'm sorry that happened to you, Tony. Certainly trust is, paramount on the site. So what I would recommend that you do is get in touch with our customer support team. There are thousands of people around who are in our customer support group, and they're exactly there to help solve these kinds of problems.
Oh, great.
You can either go to ebay.ca/securitycenter and write them an email, or you can just go to the homepage, ebay.ca, find the live help link in the top right-hand corner, click that, and you'll be connected automatically, and you can chat in real time, typing with an agent, and they can walk you through the process to help you solve that problem.
Thanks, Andrea. And Tony is eligible to win our gift basket, a little grand prize today for calling in. We'll know in a few minutes when we call somebody just before 1 p.m. to see if they remember the secret phrase. So thanks for that great call, Tony. Andrea, just in case people are just tuning in now and they haven't heard us from the top of the show at 12, but let's quickly cover again that eBay is a place, it's an online marketplace where millions of buyers and sellers come together to exchange goods. But contrary to popular belief, it's not just about an auction anymore. You can bid on products if you want, but if you don't have time or the interest to bid, you can also buy products outright.
Right. So it's called Buy It Now, and sellers will list a price at which they want to sell their item. So they've got a camera and they want to sell it for $100, and that's the price that you'll pay. It's a one-step process. You click Buy It Now. Mm-hmm. You go straight to the payment system, and it's like buying anywhere else online. You can also do Best Offer, often in the collectibles category. That's a great place. You know, the value hasn't been completely established, so someone will say, I want $100, and you'll write back and say, you know what, I'll give you $80, and you do a traditional kind of bargaining sort of, and you land at $90 or wherever you end up landing. So sort of there are three ways of buying. Buy It Now is incredibly popular because it's a way of just getting the item I want.
It's like a store where you just pay what they're asking.
On the other hand, auction's a great way to make sure and try and get an extra couple dollars of a deal, you know, and so that might be, if you've got a bit more patience, that might be a way of doing it as well.
And some people really enjoy that. They love the thrill of...
There's the thrill of winning.
Yeah, exactly.
And at eBay, you get two thrills. You get the thrill of getting the item, and then you get the thrill of when the item arrives in the front door and opening up the package.
And one other misconception is that all the products are secondhand.
So... absolutely no longer the case. Certainly that is where we started historically. But vast majority, we've got about 50-50 in terms of new and used. And so almost everything I'm buying personally is new, generally new in box. And it's sellers who have, got ends of things, or they've got their own retail store, and they're also complementing that with an online sales channel.
Great. Awesome. Let's go to Hamid in Mississauga. Hi, Hamid. You're on News Talk 1010.
How's it going?
Fine. How are you?
Not too bad. I just had a question about how safe it is to be buying off the eBay, especially with like new sellers and things like that.
Okay, so let's address this again, Andrea. So that is, I would venture to say, one of the biggest concerns about shopping online, period. Right. But with eBay, what would you recommend to ensure a safe online shopping experience?
So a couple things. One is, when you do a search on the site, our search results are ranked based on a number of factors. One is the trustworthiness of the seller. So you know that you're seeing the most trustworthy sellers at the top of the list. Secondly, you want to look at the seller's feedback, so their track record essentially on the site, both how many transactions they've got, whether they've gotten positive feedback for their transactions, and you're looking for 100% positive feedback, 99.9%, in the high feedback range. You also want to read the comments that other buyers have left for the seller. You also, if there's any doubt, you want to reach out to the seller. On every listing page, there is a link to ask the seller a question. I always ask questions about, where did the seller get the item? What condition is it in? You want to take a good look at the pictures. You want to read through the listings. There's a lot of information on those listing pages. Make sure that you understand exactly what you've got. Oftentimes, you've got more information than you would if you were buying at a flea market or a garage sale. There on eBay, you've got like a full, specs for technology items. You've got history on vintage items.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, as Mark said earlier, you really do want to pay with a system that is safe. PayPal, credit cards, something where you're protected.
Right. Never send money or a check. And I don't think that's even allowed anymore on eBay.
It's no longer allowed on eBay because it just was too problematic.
Yeah. And understandably so. All right. We're going to take a short break for traffic again. When we return, more questions and comments about eBay and online shopping, including some great tips related to the holidays. So stick with us. But right now the time is 12:45.
Welcome back to Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman. on News Talk 1010.
Hey, welcome back. We're chatting with Andrea Stairs, country manager for eBay Canada. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much.
So a lot of people are going to be shopping online, perhaps for the first time, to buy their holiday gifts this year. So one tip that I was talking about on CTV News Channel on Tuesday night, a segment that I host also called Tech Talk, by the way, was to, you can also put in the gift recipient's address so they get it directly in case, so you don't have to sort of schlep it over there once you receive the present.
Which is great as you get closer to Christmas and you or to Hanukkah and you really want to make sure that that present is arriving on time.
Mm-hmm. You can also find some sellers are willing to wrap it for you, which is also nice. More of the online retailers that are on eBay more than the individuals, or unless they have the time and interest to do it. You can always ask. Again, going back to Andrea's comment, you can always send a question to the seller. So just a couple of tips for you. So what do you think some of the popular gifts are, Andrea, this holiday season?
Well, you know, the iPods are always popular, and I think we've got about 140,000 iPod and iPod-related items on the site right now.
certainly a lot of choice. Of deals to be had.
Yeah. And then I keep on hearing about Zuzu Pets, which are the new thing for kids. And so we've got, just looked right now, we've got 6,200 listings. So I know those are getting increasingly hard to find in stores, so eBay may be a great place to find those.
Okay, great. Let's go to Jane in Thornhill, who has a question, and Jane's also eligible to win our grand prize that we're giving away in a few minutes. Hi,
Thank
Jane.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy holidays.
And to you.
What I'm calling about is a very strange question. I can get on to eBay, and when I start looking at the various sites, you know, I see something that's interesting, and you go from the one screen to the other, my computer freezes.
Hmm.
So I get, you know, sort of in the middle of, wow, I'm going to buy that kind of situation, and then the computer freezes, and the computer
crashes. That's odd. You know, the only thing I can think of, Jane, is that eBay uses a plugin called Flash, and it's a free download that complements your web browser.
Okay.
You might just want to ensure that there isn't a problem with your Flash. You can just reinstall it. So what I would do is I would go to adobe.com, A-D-O-B-E.com, or you can go to Windows Update and download any updates that it recommends, especially the ones that are related to your web browser. I don't know which web browser you use. But, you know, you it might be a Flash-related problem, and you can easily just, you know, update that and see if that does the trick. If it doesn't, send me an email, techtalk@newstalk1010.com, to see if we can, you know, look into it a little bit further. That's the first time I've heard of it, though.
Yeah, no, not a problem. I've heard of it either.
And, Andrea, before we go to the next caller, I understand that you can now go to eBay, not just on your PC, but on your smartphone.
Yeah, iPods, Blackberries, both of them have new free apps that you can download. And they're really great if you're bidding on something and you want to make sure that you're completely aware of anyone bidding above you in an auction, or if you're watching an item so you can pick items that you want to watch and just track. So you can get watched item updates if they're ending or if people are bidding on them. So great way to stay in touch and not lose a hard-to-get item even though you're out about doing other Christmas shopping or whatever you might be doing.
I am not going to tell my wife that there is a BlackBerry app for for eBay,
because
that is just too dangerous. Not a good idea. So thanks for the heads up not to tell my wife about this BlackBerry eBay app that's free and iPhone as well. All right. So we're going to take one more break. When we return, going back to the lines, we know that you have some questions unanswered. And then we're going to get ready to give away our grand prize. Thanks for hanging on. We'll be right back.
Tech Talk continues on News Talk 1010.
Let's chat about some of the benefits of shopping online. We've got Andrea Stairs from eBay here in the studio. Hi, Andrea.
Hi again.
So you can shop 24/7. Can't do that at your local mall.
In your pajamas.
In your PJs. And you have literally the world at your fingertips.
Hundreds of millions of items.
Yeah.
Anything that you can think of. And for me, it's great because, you know, you really want to have those thoughtful Christmas presents or Hanukkah presents, you know, whether it's completing someone's collection, whether it's I love vintage postcards of summer homes or, you know, that remind you of a trip that you took with your family and popping them into a really pretty frame. You know, there's some great ideas. And I think people are looking to be responsible with their spending this Christmas and still make, you know, an impact and be thoughtful. So eBay's got some great options for that as well.
So great deals. You can shop 24/7 from home. You can, and the product comes to your door.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay. But there's still a lot of, you know, questions and concerns about shopping online, not feeling the product there, or you can always do your research at retail.
And a lot of people do that, particularly in the clothing category.
Yeah.
You know, finding things that are high-end products and then going on to eBay and finding it a great deal, same thing at a great deal.
My wife bought a pair of Uggs off eBay. Loves them.
I just bought a pair of jeans.
But you got a color you can't get in Canada. She bought them from the States. Well, so all of her friends are like, where did you get those?
Exactly. You can be the standout and you can be a smart shopper because you got a good deal on them.
Awesome. So we are answering your questions about eBay. Let's continue our chat with Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, I'm calling about my son. He has written a book. It's in the stores, but the publisher gave him a few hundred copies. It's a book on hockey.
Yep.
And it's selling very good in the stores, but he's got these few hundred copies of his own to sell. Could he sell those on the eBay?
Absolutely.
If it's not a conflict with his book publisher, So then all he would do is he would sign up, which is free, and then he would take a scan of the book cover or take a picture of the book cover, write a description of what the book's about, put in some keywords that someone that visits eBay would type in and try to find his book, like
hockey book,
his name, Canada, Maple Leafs, anything that when you type in those words in the search engine, it would likely pull up his book. And then he sets the price and chips it out and everybody wins.
And he can do a single listing and just say that he's got, 100 quantity and the listing will just count down as they sell. So you only need one listing if you've got the same item.
Good point. And his first five are free to post.
Yep. Yeah, okay. And he can sell at fixed price, too. He could say, I'm going to sell at $29.99, and all of them are just going to go at that price.
I'm sorry, I meant as far as an eBay seller, he gets the first five.
For auction. Yeah.
For auctioning off. Yeah. Okay. Emil in Mississauga, thanks for calling.
Thank you, and very good afternoon to you, Mark and Andrea.
I've got
two questions, if I may. The first one, I would like to know if eBay offer some kind of affiliate program so I can benefit through my website. The second question is, how can I establish the good credit or good report if I'm first time on eBay?
Right. So his second question is a really good one, Andrea, because if people are more likely to buy from the guy that sold the thousands and thousands of items, how do you get your start?
Well, so I started selling and, I had zero seller feedback. I had never sold before, but I wrote really good descriptions and I was very communicative with my buyers. And, as you would start anything, if you open a brand new shop on a street, people are going to have the same kind of questions.
You
got to start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of the affiliate program we do, he can go to ebaypartnernetwork.com and get more information.
Okay, so Emil, that was ebaypartnernetwork.com to learn about the affiliate program so you can make some cash by referring.
By referring people to eBay, yeah.
Great. All right, let's finish our discussion. Our last caller of the show today, before we call someone back randomly, we're going to end off with Shirley in Toronto.
Okay.
Hi there.
Mark?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I just asked your screener, actually, if I could just say that not knowing anything about computers, I only started really buying my Swarovski collection.
Oh, yeah, my mom loves those, too.
Oh, say hello to Kelly for me. It's Shirley Nelson.
Okay.
Hello to your mom and dad.
Okay, hi, okay. Shirley.
without Mark Salzman, I think I could have ever put onto a computer.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Shirley.
Anyway, the point is, except for one vendor, and one in Australia who I just bought almost nothing from, I have had the most associated lovely time with each and every vendor. We're not just, hello, how are you, here's the item. Because when you say ask a vendor for a question, they'll send you back a few extra words.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And if you can do that, then your rapport is set like in stone. We've ordered from England, from Ireland, from India, Macau, the States. And I'll tell you the truth, we have not paid customs or duty. In fact, I just bought last year for my husband's special birthday. What do you call those little, now my mind is gone, the collage with the film strips.
Oh, okay,
The Godfather.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And he came from England, and I couldn't find him again until I wrote to somebody who I thought I knew, and he said, I've been looking for you as well. There's another series that you might want to choose from. Absolutely.
That's
so
nice.
I'll tell you, SSL, secure socket layers and all the things I learned, it's absolutely fantastic. And if you can get them to put the word gift on now and then, you will save yourself the hassle of having to run.
Thanks for the tip. Yeah, that's a great tip,
fabulous.
Shirley.
Absolutely. I'm so thrilled. I couldn't wait to call in. I never called to bother you because my questions are way above my head. Even.
No. Well, this is what the show is all
but
about.
But that's what you are. And I have your face right in Costco, so there you are.
Thank you, Shirley.
All the best to you.
And to you.
And just just keep on doing what you're doing.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, thank
appreciate
you so
it. Thank
Thanks.
You. What a lovely way to end the show. I want to just comment as well that I collect old-time radio shows. I'm a huge fan of these old dramas. And I now chat with some of the people that I've bought old-time radio shows
I
from.
I hear that all the time. Yeah, that people create these little communities.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you, Shirley. Okay, so, Scott, if you can randomly pick a name and number out of the hat, dial it, and we'll see if they remember the secret phrase to win our grand prize. I'll also take this opportunity to thank our sponsor, Microsoft's LifeCam Cinema, top-of-the-line webcam so you can chat with friends and family around the world for free using video. Great stuff. All right. Will they remember the phrase? We haven't said it in a few minutes.
This is suspenseful.
You got it. Congratulations. Who's this?
It's Pat.
Pat, congratulations. That's right. You said eBay My Way. Ready for the holiday. We'll accept eBay My Way. That's good with me.
I was going to say the other one too.
Congratulations, Pat. I'm going to put you on hold, tell you how to pick up this eBay gift basket. And, hope you enjoy it. And it's got great hands-free stuff for Ontarians. Because, hey, it's now the law. I want to thank Scott Gill for a great job screening and tech-opping today. And to Andrea Stairs, eBay Canada's country manager, thank you very much for your time and expertise today.
Thanks, Mark. It was fun.
Awesome. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge coming up on News Talk 1010.